Hachette Audio presents Sweetness Number 9, written by Stefan Eirik Clark, read by James Langton. Fanastia. All great change in America begins at the dinner table. Ronald Reagan. Part 1. Animal Testing. Summer 1973. Chapter 1. When I say it all began with monkeys, I don't mean to issue another rallying cry in the ongoing culture wars. I only mean to say it began in the animal testing labs at Goldstein, Olivetti, and Dark, to which I was shown after filing my thesis on the biophysics of Brie and being graduated from the food science program at Rutgers University. Goldstein, Olivetti, and Dark. They were no less an industry giant then than they are now, with 5,000 employees worldwide and production facilities on every continent but one. I certainly felt a good thrill in joining their number. As I first pulled up to the gate of their Oceanside complex in Jupiter Park, I believed myself just as important as one of the policy wonks inside the Beltway or an engineer bent over a slide rule at NASA. It was the summer of 1973, and I, too, was doing my part to win the Cold War, for if anything other than an ICBM could clear the Berlin Wall, it was the taste of a smuggled ho-ho or ding-dong, flavors that suggested a life freer and more limitless than any possible under the grey yoke of communism. After parking, I was met in the lobby by one of the men who'd interviewed me, a middle manager with the company's laboratory for the development of substitute materials. A short, round fellow, with a tonsure of dirt-brown hair, he was constantly hoisting his belt or running a finger around inside his tight collar. I'd forgotten his name. It was either John Rogers or Roger Johns. He was one of these blue-blood types, so for fear of making a mistake, I called him Sir.
"Just this way now, Leverall."
"Yes, sir."
"Here we are."
He moved across the red carpet into a bay of wood-paneled lockers, found the one he was looking for, then fished a key out of his pants pocket and gave me a wink.
"Well," he said, "shall we?
At the age of 24, my most natural expression was a kind of smile in waiting, the face of someone politely anticipating a punchline to even the most poorly told joke.
"Yes," the middle manager said, as he popped open the locker and reached inside for a white lab coat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?